And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Dr. Doris Lee McCoy has authored more than 7 books. Her latest book is titled America's New Future, 100 New Answers, and it features interviews with Justice O'Connor, who's retired, Steve Forbes, Colin Powell, David Rockefeller, and other decision makers. Doris has interviewed over 3,000 successful entrepreneurs, politicians, business people, and celebrities. American Airlines aired her interviews for Nightingale Connaught Corporation's This I Believe 6 cassette series. She has moderated a panel for the Committee of 200 top female entrepreneurs in the United States. Doris has appeared on numerous television shows. She's also produced several shows. Doris is listed in the world's Who's Who of Women. She was named the Woman of the Year by Charter 100 and the Los Angeles Film Welfare League. Doris has co-led 3 expeditions in Ecuador searching for possible cures for cancer. She has been on 2 explorations in the Peruvian rainforest. She did research in 17 rainforests in the United States, Alaska, Asia, and on most of the continents. She is an adventurer to remote areas of the world. Doris earned her MA from Stanford University and her PhD in educational psychology at Claremont Graduate University with an educational honor of Phi Kappa Delta. Welcome to the show, Doris. How are you today?
Thank you. Just such a treat to be here and get a chance to talk to those wonderful people that are around your radio station.
Well, Doris, thanks. It's always a pleasure to talk to a thought leader like yourself, and you are truly a remarkable woman. I mean, you've interviewed thousands of successful men and women, and I must say right up front, I'm a little bit jealous. But my first question to you is, why? Why did you interview all of these different people, and why pursue these famous people to interview them for the book?
Good question. Started out as a psychologist, and people kept saying, oh, if only my mother had given me a cookie when I came home from school or something. And, you know, I know a lot of these things are just a matter of you saying, Mom, I want a cookie. But I realized that I needed to talk about what success was. So I first went out and did a book called Megatraits with Malcolm Forbes and Sandra Day O'Connor and President Ford and a variety of people. And then I realized that I was really not finished, that the world, that our country particularly, since we're the strong democratic example that for the rest of the world, that I needed to figure out about what was the future for us. And so that's when I went out and talked to over 100 people that enabled me to come up with a list such things as, you know, coping with radical change. I mean, look how fast things are changing.
Yes, it's incredible.
For many people that were not brought up on the internet, it's a struggle to have to learn all these new skills. Then the role of the family was second. You know, it's so important to be connected with those around you that have given you birth and who in many ways are your very first teachers.
Absolutely.
The revamping education was such a strong desire. I heard it from almost everybody saying we're way behind. How can our kids compete if they don't have the good education that they need? And it's really important that parents be involved in that education process. And when they are involved, it makes so much difference to the child, and that's been statistically proven.
Okay.
And then we have the problem, you know, as you imagine, of drugs, alcohol, and violence, and that's not a short one to look at or to take care of. But I know people like Stedman Graham, who was, as you know, companion to Oprah Winfrey.
Yes.
He would say, you know, if you figure out what you were born to do and you decide you're going to leave the other life behind and you're really serious about that, you can totally change the way you're living. And I've seen that so often with people that just finally decided, well, I really want to start doing things that will be constructive to me my family and the rest of the world.
I think that's an admirable goal. My guest is Doris Lee McCoy. We're talking about her latest book where she interviews literally 100 influential people, and you break it down into the chapters, into the categories that you were just describing, Doris. But my question to you is this. Which came first? Did the categories come first and then you fit the interviews into the categories, or did you talk to these famous people first and then decide what your categories were going to be based on what they told you?
Yes, good question, and I decided not to give them the categories. Say what you think are your major concerns about America. What do you think our advantages are? And so after they talked about specific things, I could end up with my categories. I just knew that they were very bright people, that they had strong feelings on some things, and that's what I tried to gather.
Oh, it's amazing. Some of the people that you talked to, Steve Forbes, who's been a guest on this show, business consultant Tom Peters, Ken Blanchard, First Lady Barbara Bush, the two presidents, George W. Bush and George H.W. Bush, both. Buzz Aldrin, the second man to walk on the moon. Wayne Huizenga, who is the CEO of Huizenga Holdings. I mean, it's a hodgepodge of different people, Doris. How did you choose the people that you chose to talk to?
Well, I wanted to make sure that I just didn't get one short category like sports people or celebrities. I wanted to get people that were out there really making a commitment and doing something about it. I think that's really a kind of a formula that's really very helpful and constructive. And I also tried to make sure that I was getting people that would not be involved with some of the sex problems that are going on in a variety of things. And so that's why I went to these individuals.
I see. All right. And that makes a lot of sense. My guest is Doris McCoy. Doris, this is going to sound like an insensitive question, and I don't want it to be, but how did you get these famous people to agree to speak with you, especially since most of them didn't know who you were at first?
Well, that is the number one question I get all the time. And my answer comes out to the fact that, first of all, I did my homework. I would try to not come on like the paparazzi and try to be polite about requesting the interview. Often I would meet them somewhere. Maybe like Colin Powell, I met him in the elevator, and I commented on the speech he had just made and a point that I thought he did so well in. And then I asked him about having an interview, that I had always wanted to do that, and he said, "We'll call my office." And then I had to ask for the phone number and the person to talk with.
Well, let me stop you right there, Doris, because that's an interesting example, and I'm glad you chose Colin Powell, because General Powell, I've tried to get him on the show many, many different times, and I guess this just goes to show your tenaciousness, because he has turned me down on numerous occasions to be a guest on the radio show, and yet you managed to make that connection, and he was an integral part of your book, wasn't he?
Yes, and the fact that he was also being honored by another group that I get invited to each year, it's the top African Americans in the country, like Quincy Jones, like Maya Angelou, and the one that I really respected was Rosa Parks.
Yes.
You could feel her spirituality. And Colin Powell was being honored by that group of people, and so I knew that I would get a chance to see him later on, of which I did.
Oh, that's great.
And so you don't feel too badly. Halfway into the interview, Ted Turner saw Colin Powell and jumped over this little barricade and said, "Hi, Colin, how are you? It's good to see you." You know, and I blurted out, and really shouldn't have, I said, "Ted, you ruined my interview." So anyway, you're right. Sometimes you can work so hard at those interviews and somehow they don't seem to meet. And I had the similar experience with Walter Cronkite. We never could quite come to be in an event and where we were both at the same place together. But one day I heard that he was speaking to ARP, And I went to the meeting, and there were 5,000 people in the audience, and I thought, whoa, I've never done an interview with such a large listening crowd. And he made a speech, which he often did, and at the end he said, are there any questions? And you can be assured that I was the very first person that would pick up the microphone and ask the question. And it was so wonderful that I've also used that in my book.
Well, it's an amazing thing. It's a great story. My guest is Doris Lee McCoy, author of the book America's New Future, 100 New Answers. Now, in the book, you interview 100 personalities. Of all the personalities that you interviewed, Doris, who stands out as the most memorable and why?
I have long been adoring and appreciating, I think is a better word, appreciating Justice Sandra Day O'Connor.
Really?
First of all, she gave me an interview, and I was always so pleased. She only gave two interviews before she was taken into the Supreme Court. She gave one to Time Magazine.
Yes.
And the other one was to me. And I said, I'll do anything. I'll come early. I'll drive. I'll get a taxi. I'll pick you up. I'll just drive you off to your office. And the way it started is she said, why don't you meet me at my workout club? Because she's very adamant about keeping in shape, and that has really put her in good stead. She's in her 80s and still running around the country. But one little thing that happened made me realize what kind of a justice we were going to get. They were bending and stretching, and I was along with the group. And the instructor looked at this bulge in Sandra's leotard, and she said, what is that? And Sandra pulled it out, and she said, oh, I wondered what happened to John's sock when I took it out of the dryer.
Even Supreme Court justices have moments of real world in them. That's great.
Yeah, and she never stopped a second. You know, she kept doing the bending and the stretching, and I thought, this is the kind of justice we have and what we needed. Wow. And she is so magnificent about being able to pull different sides together, which is, I think, what she did often with the court. And I totally feel that she has always been, for me, one of the most outstanding persons I've ever met. And I know you have women in your show.
Yes.
So a lot of them. And I hope that they look at her life, because at 82, her secretary said the other day, I said, is she slowing down? Oh, and the secretary groan. She said, no, she's going faster than ever. She just got back from being in France and helping with the court system. Then she went to South Africa, and she said, I think she just came home just to get some clean clothes and start off again.
Oh, my. My guest is Doris McCoy, author of the book America's New Future, 100 New Answers. And, Doris, one of the things I'm curious about, you interviewed Presidents George H.W. Bush and President George W. Bush, both of them. And I was curious, do past presidents have any more or less insightful things to say about the future of America than some of the other famous people that you interviewed?
I think they do, because they're free at last. Like, if they've already passed their term, they have the opportunity of speaking out on issues that that give them more freedom to do such afterwards. And I know when Hillary Clinton was the wife of the president, she spoke out on issues that I think were more her own until she, now, of course, is Secretary of State.
Right.
So I think she feels more obligated to check with a whole lot of people and okay it before they make their comments.
That makes some sense. My guest is Doris McCoy. Doris, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, America's New Future?
I hope that they will first see the fact that, in spite of all that's going on now, that these people are more positive than negative. And it's like Tony O'Reilly said, an Irishman, when you think Americans are down, they'll just get right back up. And I think that's the kind of American spirit that we have. I hope that people will find some more creativity, which is what was really key when you looked at all the countries. And I hope that in looking through this book, in reading these individual interviews, it would enable them to see what's going on in America, that you don't always get in the short, quick slices that you get on video. Maybe there's 30 seconds on an issue, whereas in a book and in your show, for example, they're able to make longer statements.
That is true. And in that last answer, you mentioned Tony O'Reilly. For my listeners who don't know, that is Sir Tony O'Reilly, who is the chairman of H.J. Heinz Corporation here in the United States. Doris, what did you get out of writing the book, America's New Future?
I got the excitement of wanting to see more of how this country started. So off I went to Philadelphia and Boston. In Boston, I watched and followed the Freedom Trail. Those people made so many sacrifices, and I think that's what the 4th of July is all about, for us to look back and say, look what they gave us. They gave us this wonderful structure that still, after 235 years, is still in existence, but it's like Abraham Lincoln said, it's a work in progress. So we have to just keep going on that and trying to make sure that we keep it as democratized as possible.
Oh, sound words from my guest, Doris Lee McCoy, author of the book, America's New Future, 100 New Answers. Doris, if people are intrigued by you, intrigued by the interviews that you've done, they want to learn more about you or the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Sure. In Amazon.com, you could order the book and find out more about that. In my particular website, it's DorisLeeMcCoy.com, and that lists the 7 books that I've done and gives you some idea about each of them. And I have tried hard during my life not only to enjoy interviewing these people, for example, but to put it down so that other people could have the opportunity of sort of being like a fly on the corner, and to get a chance to see what they're really like.
Well, you've done a great job of faithfully recording what they say, and you've had the privilege of interviewing so many thousands of people. Thank you so much for being my special guest, Doris, here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Take care.